This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Another day, another story from my wedding, Amber.
Great.
It was nearly 4 weeks ago now. Ha ha, we've still got stories. Mate of mine sent me a message on Facebook while I was on my honeymoon, and it was really nice. It started off, thanks for the invite. Jen and I had a fantastic night. This is my mate, Steve.
Classic Steve.
This is classic Steve. He said, oh, somehow I've ended up with a box of thongs. Maybe I nicked them in my drunken state. I'll send them back to you. Sorry, mate.
A box of thongs.
We'd bought a whole heap of thongs because, ladies, what inevitably happens at a wedding?
You want to kick your shoes off.
That's right. Have a bit of a boogie. We've got you covered with a whole heap of thongs. You're welcome in advance.
Yeah.
Steve stole them all.
What a random, just like...
Just a pointless steal.
The night's coming to an end.
Yeah.
He's been enjoying some free Prosecco all night and... As the night's coming to an end, you spy a box and you're like, that's mine now.
Yeah. Well, all I wrote back was, mate, I think the venue might want the box back, but the thongs, they're my gift to you. He said, no, they were just in a cardboard box. I'm like, mate, enjoy.
Oh, glamorous.
Yeah, well, more power to you. You can. We had them in a fancy box. Oh,
how did that?
If I could uninvite you right now, I would.
So Steve stole your thongs.
Steve did a runner with a box of thongs, 13, 12, 16. Would you steal when you were drunk? Just, I want those pointless drunken stories because one time when I was at uni, and so many drunken steals come from university,
yeah.
I saw some other students, this was not me, but I did see the coming back to the campus.
Mm-hmm.
Someone stole the rooster from the top of Red Rooster.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not going to lie.
That's committed.
I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, I scolded them for stealing something.
Yeah, we obviously don't like encourage stealing,
no,
but it happens.
Not. It does happen, especially when you're blind.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16.
What to steal when you were drunk? We're asking on 13, 12, 16 what you stole when you got drunk. Because one of my mates, Steve, not even going to give him a fake name,
Steve
came to my wedding and stole all the thongs I left by the dance floor for the ladies to dance with. Steve went, you know what I should do? I should take all those thongs home. I need 35 pairs of white thongs in various sizes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now
he could
sling them online for $3 each or something.
I think I only paid $1.50 for him each, so if he can do that, more power to him.
13, 12, 16, Zoe is on the line. My love, what did you steal when you were drunk?
I stole a giant parrot.
Like a real parrot?
No, it was a wooden parrot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay, so how giant are we talking?
It would have been over half a metre. So that's
it's
like
a big parrot.
30 centimetres.
It's a big parrot. And where did you find this giant parrot? Someone's front yard?
No, in Taco Bill, you know, a couple of fish bowls down.
Oh, honey. Confident.
It was pretty good, though, because it was on the cash register. So
they
watched me. Kinda, not really. I did it when they weren't looking.
So what you're saying is they should be thankful you didn't steal their cash register?
Yeah,
sure. And what did you do with the giant parrot?
I kept it on my desk at work, and then I gave it to somebody when I left.
Here's a giant parrot I stole.
Yes.
Congrats on still working here.
Enjoy my ill-gotten goods.
Well, now they can't track down if it was me, because I don't have it anymore. I'll never get caught.
They've literally got you on camera stealing it. Like, there's nothing surer in my mind, Zoe.
Amazing. Oh, thanks so much for your call, babe.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, wow, no worries, love. If everyone could have Zoe's energy today, that'd be great.
Great energy. Like, I don't have it, and
including
I probably
me.
Never will.
After my 21st, things got a bit wild, and my friends, and this is awful, but stole all the numbers from the service station that tell you, like, how much the petrol is.
Classic pointless steal.
Absolutely pointless steal.
Yeah.
And they ended up at my house, and I was like, man, if this comes back to bite me, I had nothing to do with this.
The worst thing about that is because now it's your problem. Mm. We had that. People come around for a party. Oh, we better get them a present. Let's steal them a street sign.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We got to move out, and we've got 400 street signs.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't 12, 16. We'll just steal when you got drunk. Naughty or sporty, we do it at 6:40.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Saw what I did. You're not going to ridicule me for my opener like you usually do.
What's that song called?
You know damn well I don't know. Behind the curtain, Amber and I spent at least an hour yesterday trying to find the... We have no idea what it's called, and we could not find it for the life of us.
Yeah.
If you know what it's called, give us a call, 13, 12, 16.
Should have been a separate bit.
Should have been.
Yep.
But let's do naughty or sporty.
It's naughty today. Pornhub revealed that there was a significant dip in their traffic on the porn website during the royal wedding.
Well done, everyone. You put it down for a couple of hours so you could...
You took your penis out of your hands, popped it back in your pants,
wow.
And... What?
I just went with put it down and you've just gone, okay, here is graphically what people do when they're at Pornhub. Step one, unbutton. Step two, unzip.
Mm-hmm.
Step three, pants to ankles.
Mm-hmm. So there was a 10% drop in worldwide traffic during the ceremony of the royal wedding.
Is it because that they were just using the royal wedding itself for inspiration because it was
my
so sexy?
God.
I mean, Queen Elizabeth.
How dare you? In the UK, there was an even bigger 21% decline in traffic on the website.
Good on, though.
Didn't take them long to get it back in their hands and hop to it.
You don't want to graphically say what they're putting in their hands?
Their penises. This is a naughty segment.
It's women use Pornhub as well, Amber. I think you're being very unfair.
The wedding also inspired some pretty graphic searches for Meghan Markle.
I was going to ask if there was any royal-themed searches after the wedding.
Well, they were all searching for poor Megsy, and they spelled her name wrong.
I think Megsy's going to fall on her feet just quietly.
Yes.
Good on everyone for momentarily.
Mm.
And then going, you know who's a bit of a rot? You know who's a bit of a good sort?
Oh, don't mind me, a bit of Harry, isn't it?
Pornhub. Duchess, here we go. Chim chimaroo.
Guys, it's getting very chilly around Sunraysia.
Nah, no one's going to argue that one with you.
Now, last winter, we got slogged with a $2,500 power bill because we have floor heating and it was cranked.
I don't want to, I don't enjoy the fact you got this big bill, but I just specifically remember a conversation that you and I had when you first moved into that place, and you'd been told something like, oh, yeah, but it's phase four power, so it's basically free. And
that
I'm like,
is not what I said
and I'm
at
like,
all. You're making me sound like an idiot. It's not fair.
I don't know much about power, but I don't think what you just said is accurate.
Well,
and then you got the $2,500 floor bill.
What happened was we just kept, can I speak or no?
Nah.
We just kept turning the temperature up and up and up till it was absolutely cranked.
Yeah.
So.
Because the floor takes a while to warm up, doesn't it? It's not one of those instantaneous, you turn the heater up and all of a sudden you're warm.
But you leave it on.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Your floor heating, like once it's on, it's on.
But I mean, if you're cold at your home and you turn the heater up, you're the floor heater, you're not going to know about it for a while.
No. So I had to go on a payment plan for the power bill because it was huge.
That's a sad day.
Yep. So this winter, we're freezing our nips off.
The phase four power didn't help.
So four of us live in the house, and you should see us. There's blankets. We've all got gowns and robes, and we're all just huddled into the lounge room, huddled into each other,
7:30, cuddle time, guys. Everyone in.
Yay.
Under the family blanket.
Sorry. Yeah, things aren't great at the Whitland abode.
No.
It's cold.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people will associate with this. I mean,
it's the only heating we got.
Oh, that's rough.
Mm-hmm.
I remember coming home at one time and my housemate's girlfriend at the time, it must have been just a nice 25 degrees or something, spring weather. You don't
crack
need the
window.
You don't need the heater. You don't need the air conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
She had the air conditioner cranked and she was under a blanket.
Mm.
Only person at home and not a power bill payer.
Mm.
She felt the glare. Three rooms away, I think.
I hope you told her.
Oh, she was told very swiftly.
It's always a good day when you realise that you're not a super old lady perving on a child.
Wow, that's a weird way to start a story, but I guess that is a good day when you realise that.
We'll back it up.
I think there's a backstory needed here, Amber.
I got home the other day and my housemate and best friend Danielle was watching Riverdale.
I love Riverdale.
It's on Netflix.
Young and hip Billows loves Riverdale.
I haven't really gotten into it, but it was on.
Yeah, okay.
And the main character... Archie Andrews.
Archie Andrews.
Is very attractive.
Yeah, possibly I'd nearly go out on a limb and say the handsomest ginger on television.
Mm-hmm. Is he even a real ginger, though? Sometimes his hair is that ginger that you're like, it looks a bit sus.
I think they might give it a bit of a helping hand, but I'd say he's a ginger.
So, I immediately thought, wow, that's an attractive, strapping, handsome young man. And then I had to Google who... plays his character. His name's KJ Apa. He's a New Zealand actor. He's 20 years old, everyone.
He's 20.
Fine. I can think he's hot because he's 20.
This strikes me as very odd. So he's 20.
Yeah.
Because I recall very specifically me talking one day, I believe we were even on air, where I was saying how hot Sarah Hyland from Modern Family is. Mm. And you're like, she looks like she's about 12.
Excuse me.
Really shamed me. And
she does look very young.
She's older than you.
Yeah, well, she's the same age as me, and she looks like... She does look young.
That's not my problem.
But my point is, I just had to quickly go and do a Google check.
Because you're a dirty, dirty perv.
Well, at least I'm admitting it. I was like, I'm not going to voice my opinion on how hot I think this person is until I've checked that he is over the age of 18.
Yeah, no, it's definitely dicey territory. Mm. And then you find out that I'm like, oh, no, I'm glad I didn't say anything.
Yes.
Like that.
Yeah. So, yay to me not being, I mean, I'm still a dirty perv. But
yeah, he's 20. Again, Sarah Hyland, 27 years old.
Mm.
You're worse.
Mm.
You're the worst.
Okay.
In the world.
You're 7 years older than me, so it is equal. So,
God damn it. Beat me with math. What'd you steal when you were drunk after my mate Steve stole a big box of thongs from my wedding that I had very thoughtfully laid out there for the ladies to dance with?
So random.
Yeah. Oh, and that is classic Steve. If he's the nicest bloke in the world, but if he was to steal something,
yeah,
it'd be something totally pointless.
Classic Steve.
Classic Steve.
He was Steve. 13, 12, 16. Paul's on the line, mate. What happened? What did you drunkenly steal?
There was a man who lived down the road from us. We kind of lived in a cul-de-sac, and he was at the start of the cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have a few drinks at a mate's house, walk home, and steal his letterbox.
Like, frequently, regularly, like...
As in, there was one time where we stole his letterbox, and then we liked it so much, we dug out our old letterbox and used his one. And then another time we came home, we took his secondary letterbox and his neighbor's one and proceeded to have a Star Wars battle in the middle of the street.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Children listening, here's what not to do.
You're all young, you're dumb and stupid, and look, the part that broke my heart was when on the weekends, on a Friday, he would take his new letterbox out of the ground and take it inside his house with him.
That's pretty funny. This reminds me of when I lived at uni. Now, I never did this, but I know some people who did. We got a university-wide letter that said, please will everyone stop stealing Bulldogs legend Tony Liberatore's letterbox. He's getting sick of it. He lived just...
I think I missed this trend of stealing people's letterboxes.
I never got into this
one
either.
You two are scumbags.
Hey, I didn't do it.
Absolute scumbags.
Liberatore.
I'll take that and I'll wear that. I was an idiot. Don't do it, kids. Don't be like me.
Amazing. Thanks for your call, Paul.
No worries, guys.
Keep those calls coming through. 13, 12, 16. What'd you steal when you were drunk? I feel really sad for that old man who Paul kept flogging his letterbox. Probably some old dude on the pension, you know.
He might have been a Nazi sympathiser. You don't know anything about him, Amber.
Hey.
13, 12, 16, we're just when you were drunk. Amber, an article hit my inbox and it is really speaking to me on a level that I haven't felt in quite a while.
Okay.
5 signs you're exercising too much.
Now, well, we all know you and that's not true.
I had my first game back at basketball after the wedding / honeymoon on Tuesday.
You played sport for 30 minutes once a week.
40 minutes once a week. Look, by the time you incorporate the bench, probably about 18, but still. Let's go through this article, and I'll tell you, I'm exercising too much.
Okay.
You have zero motivation to train. Spot on article.
Mm, that's relatable.
That is.
Mm.
I might be exercising too much, because I've got zero motivation for training.
Totally.
I do not enjoy exercising at all. I enjoy playing basketball, but that's more the social aspect.
Yeah.
Next point. Exercise leaves you exhausted, not energized. Amber, you saw a Snapchat picture of me, my lovely wife Carly, sent you straight after the game on Tuesday.
It was Billow's... Dying.
Would you say I looked energized or exhausted?
Death.
Yeah, death, warmed up, heated death.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's another sign I'm exercising too much.
Mm.
You've stopped improving. Yep, definitely.
Well, you stopped improving when around 16.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Wheels started falling off, definitely in the teenage years.
Yeah.
You feel depressed and irritable.
Well, yeah.
Shut up, Amber.
Now I'm sad.
Now I'm going to go in a dark room and look after myself. And then the last one, Amber. Kilos are creeping on.
Well, look, I was going to bring that up. But
oh, were you?
No.
What discussion did we have yesterday, Emma? How's that T-shirt of yours feeling?
Hi.
To me.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.